Mozart. In the old days, homemade things that kids like to play on, if you put a board on a support, a boy here and a boy here, and they go up and down.
Springboard. I mean, seahorse.
Seahorse. And if you put it on a post and you go around, what would you call that?
Well, like a merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round. You ever call
Flying Jenny.
Flying Jenny.
Have two names.
And a rock that you use to sharpen a knife with?
Well, some of them call it an oil stone, some of them a whetstone.
Oil stone. Is it made out of the same thing?
Yes, sir, made out of it. One of them is coarser grit than the other.
I see. Would you tell me something about fences? What do they used to call this kind of a fence?
Rail.
And did you ever hear that called a worm fence?
No, sir, no. Rail fence.
And a fence that...
Lay the worm, that was the bottom rail, right? Was the worm.
I see.
They had a worm to it, all right.
And
she went out there, he set you up some stakes, if you want to build a pretty fence, so many feet apart. You'd let this lock come to the stake line, and this one over him. The end of your rails would go that, the center where they left over one, it'd be right on that line of the stake.
Mm-hmm.
Now you could build a fence just as straight out of them rails as you count a wire fence.
Mm-hmm. So you laid it right.
Yes.
Right. A fence that would be made like this, put it around the yard.
Picket.
And what are these things called, individual pickets or?
Picket.
Never call it a paling fence?
Yeah, paling and picket.
And
used to rise them out of pine logs, rest of yard fences and gardens.
Right. And if you just had boards that just look like this, they're nailed on the side instead of upright, they go like this. Put that around a yard.
Call that a. I'll have the name of it. It's a yard fence, but let me see what they call it. They call it yard fence.
Mm-hmm.
They had a name, they called it to run on parallel this way. I can't think. I had to on mind. I know you're going to ask me that question.
Uh-huh.
I had to on mind.
Well, if it comes back to you, let me know. We change words. I wanted to ask you this before I forget it. We change words to show a different place in time. You might say, today I see you, and yesterday I saw you, and if I lived here, I have seen you many times. And you might say, we go to church today, but last Sunday we went to church, and we have gone to church many times. How would you say, just in I'm not interested in what's correct, I'm interested in what people really say, you know. How would you say that today she will sing a song, last Sunday she, what? She sung a song or she sang a song, which sounds right.
How's that start?
Would you say she sung a song last Sunday or she sang a song?
Sang.
And it seems like every Sunday for the past 10 years, she has, what?
Been in the choir singing.
Yes. And if you're talking about buying groceries, say, have the groceries been, did you say, buyed or bought or boughten?
Well, mostly always me and wife say we had to get them.
I get it.
Oh, we got them.
Uh-huh.
That's what we deal with.
Uh-huh.
She'd say, you better go get some groceries.